Good morning. It is the 2nd of January, and today we have the Four of Cups and the Five of Clubs reversed, and the Six of Swords reversed. Do we have to talk about it? I don't know, do we? If it doesn't turn into a pissing match, yes. Only then can we all move on, and possibly even move on together anew. The Four of Cups is a card of being dissatisfied with life in general. Cups of the suit of water, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, represent hearts, emotions, and people, but the human sitting cross-legged under a tree is not impressed by, nor has any desire to, drink from the three beautiful cups already set before him, let alone a fourth being offered to him from out of the blue by the notorious Sky Hand, who is really doing its best to try to coax, or tempt, our self-absorbed human out into the world. But he either doesn't look up, or eyes the offered cup warily. The Morgan Greer card shows us someone so lost in his or her own head, so oblivious to the vine slowly growing over them, that only a bit of their expressionless face remains visible. This person has been sitting here for way too long. Notice we do have the makings of a nice sequence here, 4, 5, and 6, but the 5 and 6 being reversed in the present and future positions means we're not moving forward. The Five of Clubs suggests our detached, uninterested human obviously feels the hassle of human interaction isn't worth it. And that's exactly how they see social interaction, a hassle. Just having to participate in a conversation is a chore. The five humans on this overstimulated card of the suit of fire, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, are sparring or competing good-naturedly, negotiating or debating. At present, our human is comfortable in this uncomfortable, withdrawn internal state. Perhaps this person has been so hurt by something or someone that they find it safer to avoid human interaction altogether. Not talking to anyone, and not going anywhere. The Six of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, upright, is a card of reluctantly having to let go and move on. The two humans in their humble boat are shoving off into the unknown and as far out of their comfort zone as they could possibly be, looking pretty sad themselves. But as painful and difficult as it may be to move on they must. Today the boat is reversed, they're dumped in the water, and hopefully not giving up altogether. They're drowning in a sea of emotion, defeated and hopeless. Their dangerous load of sharp, mental, painful swords is sinking the boat, bringing everything down with it. Dump the baggage and save yourself already, both of you. This is another picture asking the age-old question, is it worth it? This human may be turning away or rejecting all these cups offered to him because he doesn't like what's in them. He would care enough to communicate and work to make him or herself understood by the right person, and he wants to find someone to move forward into the unknown with, but nothing or no one is really doing it for him or her right now. Pass. This person really does need to talk to someone, possibly professionally. In a period of recovery, it may be important to not go from 0 to 60 miles per hour, and wherever you feel safe, that's fine. For now. But in order to move on, especially if you like to know where you're going and with whom, the air has to clear. Get it out, clear the air, let it go. Unburden. Don't just sit there sulking, say what you have to say. Get in your boat and move on to new, more peaceful and hospitable shores. You're not getting any younger and you're being awfully choosy. Or, can you possibly still be hungover? The cups on the ground do look empty and he is declining a fourth. Everybody's talking too loud and they gotta go home, but you can't get rid of him. It is weird. How are you supposed to start a new week, let alone a new year, on a Wednesday? Have a good one. Bye.